Well, welcome back. I hope everyone has had a wonderful time in the last few weeks as we've had some time off to enjoy some spectacular weather. Here we are again, and at this time I'd like to call the August 13, 2013 Monroe City Council meeting to order and ask that we take roll call, please.
Councilperson Gary?
Here.
Cutterback?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Kemp? Davis?
Present.
Gamble?
Here.
Hanford?
Here.
Councilmember Kemp did inform us that he will be out of the country, actually, at this time, and will not be here tonight. So please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first thing this evening is time allotted for citizens to comment to City Council. This is your opportunity to speak to Council on any issue except any project issue matter subject to those public hearing. I see nobody in the audience that is wanting to address Council at this time, so we will move on to the consent agenda, which I will pull item number 2. And Councilmember Hanford.
Motion to approve consent agenda, less item 2.
All right. Second. Motion to made by Councilmember Hanford, seconded by Councilmember Gary to approve consent agendas, agenda items 1, 3, 4, and 5. Councilmember Davis?
Did you have something? I had a question on number 3.
Okay. We'll have to pull that in.
Okay.
Amend your motion?
Yes.
To
1, 4, and 5.
All right.
Second.
All right. Okay, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Councilmember Davis.
Right. The only thing that I saw on number 3 was that the summary, it said that overtime is not to exceed 46,000. I think it was 48,000.
I think it's 40,000.
Yeah, okay, in the actual contract, it said 40,000, but in the summary.
Oh, that's a mistake. It's contracted.
Okay, so it's 40.
40, correct.
All right, that's the only thing I noticed.
Motion to approve?
So
second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Davis and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to approve consent agenda item number 3. Any other comment or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, out of an abundance of caution, both Councilmember Gamble and I will be vacating the council chambers. We'll ask Councilmember Williams to preside over this next item.
Okay, Mayor Zimmerman, Councilmember Gamble left the chambers, so I will take a motion for consent agenda item number 2.
So moved.
Second. Okay, the motion's been made by Councilmember Cutback, seconded by Councilmember Hanford. Seeing no lights or hands, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 5-0.
On to new business. First item is business license regulations. And Mr. Feilberg.
Thank you. As you are aware, the state has legalized the production of recreational marijuana, and our current business license regulations require that anybody who has a business license from us complies with all federal regulations in addition to state regulations, and the possession or production of marijuana is still illegal per federal law. So since our zoning code allows the production, processing, and sale of marijuana, but our business license won't allow them to have a business license, and we can't do anything in the city without a business license, we are proposing a modification to the business license code that will, instead of issuing a business license for marijuana producers, issue a certificate of code compliance. Because in essence, all our business license does is ensure that the people are in the proper zoning. That is been by the city attorney, and he's signed off on that. And if you look at the impact, it says the new certificate of zoning compliance may have to be administered by the city of Monroe. We have checked with the Department of Revenue, who issues business licenses, and they are working on doing something like this. So instead of having an endorsement on the state license that says City of Monroe General Business License, it will say Monroe Certificate of Zoning Compliance. So we don't have to change our process internally, and then we'll still go through the state to issue the Certificate of Zoning Compliance. Any questions?
Councilor Aguirre.
Thank you. Brian, does this put us at any risk with federal legal aid, any kind of federal issues?
No, because it specifically says they're responsible to comply with federal law.
And so is that the why the wording of code compliance, is that more advantageous for
right.
from our
yeah.
standpoint?
Yeah, we're just saying that zoned properly, we're not saying that they can do the business or anything like that.
Okay.
So
I guess I'd be a little more comfortable if there were actually rules from the State Liquor Control Board before we did this. It looks like they're about to. I mean, is there any...
Yeah, they're supposed to do it tomorrow.
What if they don't? I guess that would be... I know it's just a first reading. I think I'd be more comfortable if we just added the specifically contingent upon Washington State Liquor Control Board adopting rules.
I mean,
otherwise,
that,
we're kind of...
That already is in our zoning code for the marijuana-related uses that says you can't come in unless you have a license from the state.
Okay.
So
we would already be kept, so...
Yeah. They can't do anything. If the state doesn't do anything, they can't come in anyway.
So it doesn't put us in an awkward position. We let's say it was even second reading. It's only first reading.
Yeah.
If it was going to be official tonight, they don't adopt something tomorrow because of what is in the zoning code, we're still good.
Right, because they would not be in zoning compliance because they don't have a license from the Washington State Liquor Control Board.
Thank you.
All right, any other questions, or do I have a motion to accept this first reading ordinance 013-2013, amending Chapter 5.02 of the Monroe Municipal Code? Councilor McKenna?
Where do we zone for this?
We allow the production in general commercial. We allow the processing in, general industrial.
Okay.
The processing in general industrial and light industrial, and the retail sales in general commercial and service commercial. And that's also contingent upon the 1,000 foot setback from a variety of different uses that's in the state law. So right now, the only place in the city that's zoned general industrial is the Lakeside property. There is some property that is zoned light industrial on the end, south end of 177th. It has the mobile mini storage on it right now, and then at the industrial park. But some of that is within 1,000 feet of Lake Tide Park, so you have that. And there's, I think all the schools have moved out from there, so that doesn't count. So there's some area out there. And then the general commercial and service commercial is in the North Kelsey area. There's some places along Highway 2 and a little bit out by Jack in the Box at the west end of town, more or less. I have a map if you'd like to see that before the... We can put it in the packet for the next time if you'd like to see that.
Yes, you could get a map.
Okay.
That would help
yeah.
me visually see it. Does it make sense to have the production, the same, or you listed three different categories in three different zoning areas?
Yeah, well, I mean, they can be done at the same place, and that's what the council adopted about 6 months, well, not quite 6 months ago, when we brought that to you, is the interim regulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they expire in December, so.
Okay, so yeah, that was an interim, so.
Right, and the Planning Commission has started looking at that, and so
okay.
we'll be forwarding
something. So you'll be bringing that back?
Yeah. Oh, we'll be bringing that back.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Brad.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions?
Eric?
Yes, sir.
Paul. On marijuana, the commission did meet last night. We had quite a lengthy discussion in terms of the federal overseer of this and these different zones and so forth. They did recommend that the council adopt
these interim regulations as permanent regs. So they will be coming back to you in the near future for your consideration.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. Do we have a maker of a motion? Councilor Arnier?
Thank you. No, I'm not going to make the motion, but I do have a question. So, understanding that we don't have any desire for marijuana production in our city, I'm not quite clear why this is so important.
Well, because you have allowed marijuana production in the city by adopting the interim zoning order regulations for marijuana-related uses.
So this puts up guidelines?
This basically eliminates the conflict between the zoning code, which allows it, and the business license code that doesn't allow it.
Councilor Lee.
Thank you, Mayor. So I completely understand that conflict, but we still have a conflict with a state law that allows it, a federal law that doesn't allow it.
Correct.
And so I think that, you know, for me, I'm not quite sure where to go because it seems like we have a conflict around it. So what's the, you know, I guess we're dealing with the lesser of two evils as far as which one we want to be inconsistent with, I guess. Was there talk with the planning commission, or maybe just kind of help us understand that? Because to me, where I'm out in trouble is passing something that says we can violate federal law. I completely understand we're inconsistent, but I don't see that fixing the inconsistency.
Paul, there is definitely an issue with the federal law and the Controlled Substance Act, which declares marijuana illegal. But when the, if I understand this correctly, when the state adopts licensing procedures, cities and counties are basically obligated to develop regulations to accommodate those uses. We can't restrict them, or we can't refuse them. It's just not like adult entertainment, which is a constitutionally guaranteed right. But this is a state licensed, not mandated, but licensed practice. And cities adopt, you know, we use their rules, their buffers and so forth, which, and these buffers from things like parks, libraries, preschools, eliminates virtually all of the land south of Highway 2, which is primarily residential, but nonetheless eliminates all of that except for a small piece of the service commercial on 522 Main Street, on the west side of 522, which could take retail. But what it leaves is the one site, as Brian described, for production, our one piece of general industrial, fairly small area in the Frylands for processing, and basically all of the North Kelsey area for retail. But with the federal, you know, the position at this point, and has been, that the feds have different priorities and they're not going to enforce this. But the city doesn't carry, I don't believe carries any liability, because we have to have regulations that address this use. We prohibited medical marijuana, and there is a case put up by Kent, City of Kent, that prohibited medical marijuana, and it's going through the court system. I think it's in the appeals court right now. So in the next 6 months to a year, we may find that the courts will uphold that prohibition of medical marijuana, but it's different from the recreational. And I think there will be some movement before long to combine the two so that you don't have medical and the good stuff, you know, the recreational, because they have some conflicting issues with the two of them acting independently. But it's a problem. There's no clear answer. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I guess Where I'm having the trouble is that one of the things that we all stood up here and took an oath of is that we were going to uphold federal, state, and local laws, and this is asking us to do something that's in conflict with that. You know, so I'm not going to make the motion. I'm not going to vote in favor of it. It just seems like there's still so much ambiguity and it's still so unclear that I'd rather wait until there's more information from you personally.
Sure. Before I vote. And when we bring this forth for council, might be a good time to bring in Scott Snyder to talk about some of these issues in a little more detail. He was with the commission last night and was very, very good at explaining some of these things much better than I can.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful because, again, I understand the federal laws. The federal government is not taking any action, and to them it's not a priority. That doesn't mean that the next administration won't be. But because they're choosing to ignore it, we still can all say we were going to uphold it. And
so I think if we don't adopt some regulation, we could be subject to a lawsuit by a vendor who cannot locate in this city. And if I have a license, I should be able to go to any jurisdiction and locate my business if I follow those rules. Otherwise, I'm going to bring a lawsuit.
Sure.
There's always that aspect.
That's okay.
Thank you. I guess that was my question. It almost seems like there's a need to put this, to vote for this, to have not have the conflict, the inconsistency between our zoning and our business. And if we don't, we open ourselves up to liability.
Yeah. And the commission did talk about, extending the interim regulations, but that would have entailed trying to create some kind of solid legislative basis to justify continuing. You can't keep continuing, like we did with the moratorium. The collective advice was to act on this now and adopt them as permanent regulations because they are, in a practical sense, they're extremely restrictive. There's just not much area. There really is no area for production, realistically. Very little area. And within that area, there's virtually no space to do the processing. What that leaves is retail. And there will be a limited number of licenses, so many for Snohomish County, and whether one comes to light in Monroe or not is simply a roll of the dice.
It sounds like we've got some more questions that Attorney Snyder might be best to answer for many of the council members up here. And it might be my recommendation that we not table this, but postpone any action on this until we can have Attorney Snyder come back and provide some more legal opinions.
Well, that leads to my other question, which is time of the essence. I see here that the state's gonna, or the liquor board's gonna start accepting application on September 16th. So it would seem like we would need to have our consistency between our zoning and our business license, our code of certificate, or whatever we're calling it, but we need to have that consistent. So can he, Mr. Snyder, come in before then, and do we have time to have a first and second reading of this before this date?
If they'll start accepting applications, it's sometime after that before they actually start issuing licenses, but we would do well to act on this before it gets ready.
I would think before they start accepting applications just to make sure we don't have any liability whatsoever.
Fred?
Yeah. Your exposure to liability is basically leading somebody along the path and they do a bunch of work and get to the end and go, I can't do that. So if we're going to not allow, we need to allow sooner than later because that's your biggest exposure right now is somebody invests a lot of time and because our code allows it in the zoning ordinance and they get there and then suddenly it's like, I can't do it after they spend a whole bunch of money. That's the liability issue. So if you're going to clarify, you know, which way we're going to go before September 16th, the better so they don't have to apply to the state and spend the money doing that and suddenly comes out like they can't get anything.
So again, my question was to have the time to have Mr. Snyder come in and answer some more questions before this date. That would be important to me. And if we can't, then I would be willing to make a motion to make this consistent. But if you think that Mr. Snyder can come in and answer other questions before that date.
I'm sure he'd be available at one of the upcoming council meetings.
We can shoot for the 3rd.
We don't have a meeting on the 27th.
Yeah, no, the 3rd. 3rd and 3rd. We could be back on the 10th.
Okay.
We'll bring it back on the 3rd. What's that?
The 20th.
Next week.
We have a meeting next week.
On the 20th.
Yeah.
We'll have a second
reading. Because you're supposed to have a second reading of this ordinance next week.
That's right.
Oh, I love the wrong date.
We can check his availability for next week.
Next week.
Sounds good.
And Brad, if you have that map showing kind of how restricted things are, I think that.
I was going to do that. Have you commissioned that?
No. Chief?
The Como News is reporting that state officials said Tuesday they want to delay a few months final rules for selling, growing, and processing recreational marijuana in Washington State. After hundreds of people attended public meetings around the state, there their thoughts of the proposed rules. And that's on the news tonight. So hopefully September 16th, May.
Delay.
Yeah.
We'll look. We'll see what the attorney Snyder's schedule looks like. So. Possibly next week, and or the 1st of September. All right. We are on to new business item number 2. And this is ordinance amending the 2013 budget. And Diane Nelson.
This is basically a housekeeping item. In July, council authorized $50,000 appropriation from the contingency fund to implement the new pay structure for non-rep employees, and this formally puts it all, those actions have to be done by ordinance, so this formally puts it into an ordinance format.
Councilmember Geary.
Thank you. I move to approve this first reading, the ordinance amending the budget, the 2013 budget, in order for the City of Monroe, Washington, amending the budget for fiscal year 2013 to account for implementation of the interim policy number 2013-001, pay structure for non-registered employees, providing for severability and establishing effective date.
Second. All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Herring, is read, and seconded by Councilmember Gamble. Any other questions or comments? All right, we'll take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Moving on to item number 3, this is a consultant agreement for the 2015 comprehensive plan update. And Paul.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll give you a very brief overview of this agreement, this contract, this process, and I can we can get into a little more detailed discussion of anything that you like. But what this is a consultant agreement for this 2015 comprehensive plan update. If you recall, it's the comp plan, that large plan with land use, housing, economic development, all that. But it's also a update of the transportation plan and the parks, recreation, open space plan. These other two are traditionally done separately from the comprehensive plan, but this time we've brought them all together. Makes a lot of sense to do it this way. We had 7 proposals and narrowed down to 3. Councilman Geary was on our interview panel and recommending the Studio Cascade team to do this work. It was pretty much a unanimous decision after some discussion. But what it is about the next, over the next 22 months, a lot of work. There's 4 or 5 basic steps. There's the environmental, basically EIS. There's visioning. It's a work for establishing and updating the community vision. The public outreach. And these folks have some pretty interesting and creative ways of reaching out to the public. And I want to talk a little bit about MindMixer before I finish here as a technique for public participation. The plan itself, or the 3 plans, this all of these different chapters that are going to come together. And That, you know, that's in a very small way, nutshell, the process for that plan. It's analyzing, visioning, developing the plan over a period of several months. This has been done by, been adopted by June of 2015. But one of the things that we found interesting is from this team, it seemed to be a good fit. And they have a good record and are very well-versed in public outreach. And they recommended use of this mind mixer technique. It's a dedicated website. You would access it through the city's website. It's set up as a interactive tool. It's taking advantage of technology. You can get to it by way of Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, everything. But what it is kind of a sophisticated town hall or a web-based town hall that draws typically people to participate that you wouldn't otherwise hear from. A lot of people don't come out for public meetings or workshops or face-to-face meetings, but this is a tool that you can garner a tremendous amount of feedback. And it's two ways. It's a two-way dialogue. Information, data, ideas, feedback. This is a stupid idea. This is a great idea. And then there's some tools within that to figure out what it is that people are telling you and how you can apply it to the plan. Sounds like a really effective tool. Something that's pretty innovative. It's been used in hundreds of places. Sounds really exciting. I think it'd be a great tool to bring people through this process. Money-wise, we're looking at a total of about $580,000. About 55,000 is being carried by the Remlinger, Dave Remlinger, as a property owner in the Southwest UGA. And about 20,000 beds for this mind mixer, and the rest is for all of these different elements and these different consultant teams. But a pretty complete package, and we're excited with the possibilities, and I think it's going to be a good team to do this. But tonight we're asking for your approval to move ahead with this contract, execute a contract with this consultant team, and get to work. Be happy to take some questions.
Councilmember Gary.
Thanks. And I appreciate the opportunity to be involved with some of this. Some of the numbers I hear, the 500,000, I said 18,406 again. That number is not, I knew that we're not paying the 54.9, but what was the 18?
Correct.
What,
the 18,406 is the city's share of that Southwest UGA. We base it on land area. Dave owns about 3/4 of that study area. The city
potentially.
Potentially would annex or is currently within our UGA about 1/4 of that area. So we simply took a $73,000 add-on for that UGA and split it that way. So the city ends up with the out-of-pocket of about $525,000 total for everything.
Federally mandated by Growth Management Act, and we have to do this.
We have to do
so,
this.
I mean, it's a big chunk of money, and so I'm, being blunt, like, $500,000. It's spread out. We're budgeting for it. It's not like we didn't know we were going to do this, so money set aside to do this. I was impressed with Studio Cascade. I think the top three that we had in were all really good, but I think the Mind Mixer was one of those things where kind of put them over the edge. Exit sucks for 18 months, too, and so that's a lot of time to get. I really appreciate the fact that there's going to be more involvement than just the people that might be able to show up at meetings. And that it's open for so long really gives a chance for a ton of community input, which I think
they found that really they had a tremendous response from this. Normally you might get a very small minority of people that actually participate or say something and run up an idea, but this will draw a lot more. You can do it easily and
on your own time.
Do it anonymously, but you can do it very easily.
That's great. To that, and I'll move to authorize the mayor to execute a contract with Studio Cascade for preparation of the 2015 conference and plan.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Gary and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to authorize the mayor to execute a contract with Studio Cascade for preparation of the 2015 conference and plan update. Any other questions? Not seeing no lights. And hearing no comments, then we'll take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, with that, we come to a portion where we are going to recess and reconvene. So done. Now in study session, we do have just two items this evening. First is department reports. I hope you've had an opportunity to look at those within your online packet, but also would like to invite members of staff to provide anything additional if they'd like to at this time. Jeff, appreciate the trophy here. Thank you for representing myself and the city of Monroe in the Mayor's Cup out at the Speedway on Saturday night. Does that mean you came in first?
No.
I know, I heard that Joe Marino from Uncle Teal picked the fastest car, but you came in a close second, did you not?
When you're a big guy, you get the big guy's car. It turned out to be a 69 Volkswagen Type 3, rear engine mounted. It was a bummer.
It's a 66 Lincoln, so.
Well,
of course. So anyways, so this must be the trophy for last place, then?
Well, I had the pole position, and I led the three laps.
Okay. That's good. Anything else to report?
One item. As you know, we've been working with the cities up and down the valley on the innovative partnership zone. We've hired a consultant to help us with that. We made application or announcement to the Department of Commerce that we intend to apply. We made it through the first hurdle. They accepted that and allowed us to go to application. Our application is going on September 1st. And as part of that, they've encouraged all the jurisdictions, the businesses, the schools and universities and that not to draft a memorandum of understanding. And you folks have not seen that yet. I just picked up the rough draft yesterday. So what I'll be doing is working through that. It's going to be written in such an innocuous way, it'll be nothing more than a very friendly opportunity for us to participate in this negotiation. And we'll talk about staff will commit time to help with the IPZ as budgeted, we'll contribute dollars as budgeted, we have opt-out provisions. But that will come to you next Tuesday night for final action. We need to have that by September 1st. So I'll get that all out to you, definitely in your package, so you have a chance to look at that. One item, and the reason why I'm going into a little more detail tonight is I won't be here next week, so I will make sure that there's a staff report that details what's going on. If you have any questions, if you could email them to me, that'd be very helpful, and I can try to fill you in on all of that. The applications are due September 1st. We'll do an oral presentation on September 15th, and we'll have an answer as to whether or not we get IPZ status by October 1st. So in between there, we'll have to give you a presentation on what the IPZ is, what it's looking like, what the application looks like. I'll include that in the packet this weekend, too, so, or this week, too. So if you have any questions, happy to entertain those right now.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Paul, anything further this evening?
Yes, I didn't have a chance to report to you last week, but quick update. Staff's been working pretty hard on the East Monroe draft EIS these past week or two, a month actually. And that went to Ecology today and will be issued tomorrow. So you'll all be getting notice of this draft EIS with a link to our website for the full document. Take a look at that. That's on track now with our other 2013 amendments, the text amendments, and you'll be taking final action. We're scheduled in December for the final action on all those comp plan amendments, including East Monroe. Continuing a lot of activity with Eaglemont and Bear Mountain Estates up west of the foothills. Chain Lake Estates, which is the old Harris property on Chain Lake. And we're getting a lot of indicators that there's going to be quite a surge in subdivision applications the next 6-12 months or more. There could be a lot of activity that mostly related to the north area of town, Chain Lake Way, but quite a few projects that may be coming down the pike. Still waiting on H3O, resubmitting some building plans so that they can get underway. And we're
actively redoing the Housing Hope Project on the south side of Main, next to Precision Collision, 47 units, I think that is. And I think you've heard a couple has or is about to purchase the Sun Country Ford for RB Center. That's very much a live project. Looking forward to seeing those folks come in and start cleaning up. And we talked about marijuana. We had a Walmart meeting this morning with the design team to basically address a few dangling issues, questions on site design, but it's they plan to submit plans over the next 3 or 4 weeks for building and engineering. So it's definitely a moving on. And lots of other little things. We're busy.
Well, the new RV dealership will go well with our future RV location over at the Cabin Park. Yeah, so should that come to fruition. Anyways, Chief.
We now have 4 potential officers in the academy, and we're looking forward to graduation ceremonies in September, October, and December. And we'll have the officers on the streets, and they have approximately 6 months of field training before they're released to work by themselves. So that is really encouraging news. And on August 6th, we had Night Out Against Crime, National Night Out Against Crime, and my understanding is that it was the largest turnout we've ever had. And I know our people at the police department are really excited about it, and we look forward to next year.
And you all know that the Law and Justice sales tax initiative passed overwhelmingly, and I look forward to the potential changes or the changes that will come as a. And so that was great to see, and I'm glad that took place as well. So, all right, Mike.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. You did bring up Cadman. Actually, I did get an email late this afternoon from the project manager with Cadman, and they would like to meet with staff, city staff, to review. They have finalized their proposal to the state for all the restoration work, and so we have incorporated the elements that we desire for the future park site. So anyways, I'm looking forward to that. So that is, we're moving along with that with Cadman. So. I've seen many of you at events. We're going full steam. There's a wide array, as you all know. So there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. In my report, I mentioned about the events, but then also lots of volunteer service we've been getting from the community. Several area churches. And today we have the DOC crew up there again on Tearing Place working hard for us and for the community. And then lastly in there, some really neat pictures. It was really something to see last week, those pieces of the prefab restroom unit go in. So now contractors are busy doing all that final site work at that site. And I've been communicating with Rotary, and we're scheduling a grand opening
grand flushing.
First flushing. Yeah. First one to use it. So we're targeting somewhere around mid-September, so stay tuned.
That's great. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Diane?
Nothing to report.
Ben?
Nothing.
Brad?
Just the new item on our report is the list of grants that we have in the works, so you can take a look at that and see what we're trying to get money to do things with.
Well, I didn't give an opportunity to council, so I will this time. Council, anything to report? Councilor McGeary.
Yeah, I had a great time at National Night Out. Enjoy seeing Mike at all the different events around town, and it's an exciting time in baseball because the Kansas City Royals are actually in it. Yeah.
They still have a baseball team.
They do. Yeah. It's better than the local team.
I want to give kudos to the park staff. I competed in my first triathlon as a part of a relay team, but I saw Brad on the course, and it was a great event and went very smoothly, and so I just kudos to the park staff that were out there and helped make that a great event.
You rode?
I rode.
Yeah.
Yeah, slower than I wanted.
But you rode.
Yes, I did ride, so I'll keep doing this and get faster. Yeah, it was fun. It was a great time.
Good, good. Yeah, and I did hear as well, I failed to mention earlier, Mike, some good reports back from that too. So, all right, Councilmember Williams.
Yeah, I just want to echo the comments about National Night Out. It's been pretty neat seeing it. It seemed like it get bigger and bigger every year, and I know my wife and daughter really enjoy it, and it was a lot of fun. And the weather cooperated and great, so it was awesome. Good night.
Councilmember Davis.
Well, I have some kudos for the police department. My car was prowled a few weeks ago, and they got the guy. Who did? Officer Springer and Officer Cornish, I believe, were involved in that. And called me up and said, yeah, we got him. We found your checkbooks. Two of my checkbooks were stolen. The check was written. Interestingly enough, the check was found in a parking lot and was brought to my house because it said it has my address on it. And a woman just, I had no idea who she was, said, is this yours? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, confirmed the fact that my bag had been stolen because I wasn't even sure yet it had. So I reported it, and they checked his evidence and used that and ended up finding the guy and incarcerating him, I guess. So.
Nice. Good to take a job.
Absolutely. I'm glad I'm pleased.
All right.
Good.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right, Councilman Diaz.
It's the same person that broke into my car. You should check on that.
We'll ask him.
I'm sure he'll
they catch mine, but they were prompted. And then, kudos.
Let me know. I'll report.
What about
if you find the foosball table, let me know.
We'll check.
Okay, Councilman Hanford.
Yes. So, just to echo everything about the National Night Out, just a wonderful time, as always. And also got the privilege of seeing Madagascar 3 at the movies Under the Moon. And it was fun to work with help Mike a little bit, set up the screen.
I appreciate your help.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
And setting up the screen donated by the Y, right? To you, is that right? So just neat to see the community coming together for things like that. And there was probably, what, a couple hundred people out there? Enjoying the show, so yeah, just great times around the city right now.
Anything to report, City Minister Reginald?
Thank you. I do have a few things, and the same comes for me as kudos to staff and council and the like. This has been an amazing year so far. We're just barely past halfway. If you look at all the projects we've accomplished, the things on the horizon, it's absolutely mind-boggling. We actually held interviews yesterday for the city clerk position. We haven't extended any offers or anything like that, but it was amazing the amount of applicants that came in that have good jobs right now that would like to come to City Monroe and work because of the culture here and the things that we're doing. It was pretty exciting to see that. So, to that end, we did meet with Paul and Brad this week, last week, and talk about the 2014 budget projections. We're going to take a conservative approach again as it relates to projects coming into town. Paul mentioned all the projects that are potential on Chain Lake Road. Just so council knows, we're going to look at it conservatively again and not put a bunch of projects down that we don't know are coming in. So we're working on that process right now. We also have been out to advertising for consultants for engineering services and plan review services. We have talked about that in the past where we were a little concerned about all these applications coming in and being able to process those. And we've taken the stance instead of moving forward on hiring additional staff, we've decided to move forward on using consultant services when needed. The Walmart project would be one of those that we have talked about potentially needing a consultant for. But we'll be putting those in place here in the next week or two.
That's pretty exciting stuff. The landfill project is moving forward swiftly. We should have some results from that in the next couple of weeks. So council will be hearing what's happening on there. I know council received an email from a citizen regarding the Walmart project, and I did respond to that person today, so I know that you probably just received that in the last couple of hours. So you'll see it. But I did handle that, so that is all I have.
First line, when are you building that darn Walmart? Mm-hmm. I did the PG version. They're very interested in having Walmart now, so it's kind of funny. Thank you, I appreciate that report. Before you go on, I'd just like to say that been a very busy summer indeed, and hats off to staff here at City Hall, the police department. Everybody has been working tremendously hard, and the response from the Summit City and the residents has been nothing but positive. So I have just one thing to report, and that is we've got less than 1 month till opening kickoff up at the high school. You'll hear me share at least one more time, or two more times. So I get ready for tailgating to begin on September 6th. The other thing that I'm most happy about is my family, who was gone nearly a month, is now home, and so the house is not so lonely. But so I get my family home, and I'm back here at City Council. Boy, life's going to be better. that's about it. I'm just trying to drag this out because we're getting close to the 8 o'clock hour, and we don't want to get out of here too early. So, all right. With that, we'll look at extended or next week's agenda and extended agenda. And City Administrator Kraus.
Thank you, Mayor. Draft agenda for August 20th, 2013. The Providence Group called today and asked if they could move the presentation out to the 3rd of September, so we've done that. We've got the consent agenda. Under new business, we have reviewed council rules of procedure amendments. The city attorney has had a chance to review those, and those comments that he provided have been added to the red line document. We have traffic calming policy and a new name for new East-West Street in Dennis Edition. We will look at moving the business license regulations to next week if possible. And we have the draft agenda for August 27, 2013.
And most likely we will have an executive session next Wednesday to talk about litigation. We'll have more on that. No, that's not next week. That'd be
next week.
Yeah, next week. Yeah. Councilmember Gary.
Jeff's item, is that for next week as well, or he won't be here?
We'll have that.
That'll be as well. Or is there a need for meeting on the 27th? Because if he's not going to be here, maybe if it wasn't of the essence, if there's something else to move in the 27th, that maybe
we could do it.
I'm just suggesting. If there's nothing else in next week, if there's a reason to have it.
There's nothing currently for the 27th.
Okay. But just a suggestion. Great, thanks.
Was that a formal agenda item from Jeff, or just a written report, or what?
It will be a formal item.
Formal item. Okay. Would you send me? I will.
All right. Anything else? Council, anything else this evening? No? How was football?
Good. Jamboree's and stuff.
Nice. Yeah. All right, with that said, then, for adjourn. Okay.